Negligence and misrepresentation. Those are the conclusions state agencies have come to about the conduct of Cook Aquaculture. They release the findings today of a months-long investigation into the collapse of Cook's net pen facility this summer at Cypress Island. More from 88.5 Environment reporter Bellamy Palethorpe.
Based on the investigation, the state now estimates about 250,000 non-native Atlantic salmon escaped into local waters after the net pen collapse. And the agencies say Cook claimed to recover about three times as many fish as was actually possible. The investigation says the cause of the collapse was the company's failure to maintain and clean its net pens. That led to an excessive buildup of mussels and other marine organisms that increased drag and overwhelmed moorings. State Ecology Director Maya Bellin says Cook knew it had a problem, but failed to take action.
Our investigation team doggedly pursued the truth. And what we can now confirm is that Cook Aquaculture was negligent.
Ecology is fining Cook $332,000 for water quality violations related to the collapse. In a statement, the company calls the state's investigation incomplete and inaccurate. Lawmakers are considering measures to phase out non-native net pen aquaculture or ban it altogether. Bellamy Palethorpe, 88.5 News.